Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles talks about the unity of these first Christians. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. And this unity is very pleasing to God. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "How good and pleasant it is for brothers who live in unity." And so it's good and pleasant for the people themselves to be in unity, and it's good and pleasing to God. In fact, Christ prayed for this unity at the Last Supper. "Father, I pray that they all may be one." This unity is loathsome to the demons, right? Demons are all about bringing disunity to the human race, as they introduced disunity in heaven by the rebellion. So they want to do the same thing on earth. And so they look to divide and conquer by splitting up marriages, by splitting up the church through heresy and these type of things. And so we should look to these first Christians as an example. St. Paul exhorted the first Christians to unity. This is in Ephesians chapter 4. He says, "I therefore, a prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." And so those first Christians, they did a pretty good job of putting into practice St. Paul's words. Again, they were of one mind and one heart. And we can ask ourselves, how did they manage to do it? And the commentary gives several reasons. First, they all put on Christ. Again, as St. Paul writes to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 14, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." So if you put on Christ and you're not looking to your own needs but those of others, this tends towards unity. So they put on Christ, and putting on him, they were intimately united with him. And then, being united with Christ, they were then therefore united with one another. Second, none of them sought their own will, but all strove to know and fulfill the will of God. And the effect of this is unity. Third, because they possessed and were governed by the same Holy Spirit. Fourth, because all were united to Peter as to their father and pastor of the church, and they revered and obeyed him. And so all of us, being Christians, we should strive for this unity, pray for this unity, and above all, do our part. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.